Your name, title, and where you're from.
My name is Douglas Holmberg, and I own Holmberg Farms.
And can you tell me a little bit about your operation?
Well, essentially, I'm a nurseryman, citrus nursery, as well as an ornamental nursery. And then I also have a tangerine grove and run Angus, purebred registered Angus cattle, have a couple hundred head of Angus cattle.
And earlier you said you were talking about HLB and how if you take care of all your other negative problems in the field, HLB isn't that big of an issue. Can you talk about that?
You've got to focus on the fact that it is certainly a tree by tree, but a grove by grove basis. And I have a particular variety on a particular rootstock on a particular soil. But what I'm finding is that if I will address every negative factor affecting that citrus tree, the greening has not been a big problem for me at all. But I have a sunburst grove on an F83 rootstock, and I've got wonderful soil. And that's, I don't know how much the variety and the rootstock impacts this, but the things that we're doing in conjunction with that seem to be working quite well.
And can you talk about some of the nutritional programs you've implemented to help you in dealing with HLB?
Well, basically we're on the Maury Boyd program. But the bottom line is we're doing leaf analysis. And I was asked by one individual, how much N are you applying? And I said, well, I don't know. And I don't care. And he laughed and he says, why would you say that? And I said, because if the level has not come up to a desirable level in the leaf analysis, I haven't put on enough. And so I'm going to put on some more, and I haven't been counting. It isn't relevant. And my costs seem to be in line with what other growers are spending per acre, so I guess my costs are not aligned, but the reward is certainly wonderful.
What's your procedure for replanting trees and how you go about deciding which trees need to be replanted or if whole blocks need to be replanted?
Well, up until now, I had very little confidence that we could get a young tree replant in an existing grove with probably 100% impact of greening. I had no confidence that we could get these trees to survive and thrive, but I'm very confident now that we can do that. So I'll be any tree that isn't bearing a significant crop, and we have young tree decline, and anything that indicates that it's got the decline and going down or taking it out and replanting, we will be replanting this next year. We're replanting everything in the grove.